Welcome to another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we see Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. We're going to continue with our journey through the Old Testament. Next is the book of Jonah. Jonah is a prophet who initially rejected a call from God to go to Nineveh and to preach repentance. He, instead of going to Nineveh, he went the opposite direction. And in doing so, he was swallowed up by a big fish. Some call it a whale. I'm just going to say a big fish. The prophet Jonah repented and completed his preaching to the people of Nineveh, who repented. Actually, at the time, they put on their sackcloth, called for a fast, I guess, and repented to the Lord for a lot of the disobedience that was going on. And then after that, Jonah ends with a heartfelt discussion with the Lord under a plant. And I guess it's just questions about why God would allow such things to allow such restoration to occur. It's a very heartfelt discussion. Read Jonah for yourself, please. Next is the book of Micah. This is another book where we highlight the prediction of the birthplace of Jesus. And then it also predicts the capture of Israel and Judah. Next is the book of Nahum. This is a very graphic account of the eventual destruction of Nineveh by the Babylonians. Yeah, if you're a thrill seeker, you may want to check out the book of Nahum. Next is the book of Habakkuk. This is a book, a short book, where you have a prophet questioning God's motive. That's the highlight of the book of Habakkuk. I know I've been there before where I've questioned God's motive, and Habakkuk is no exception to that. Then we have the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah is the great-grandson of Hezekiah. In the book of Zephaniah, we receive predictions about the millennium. I think it's the 1,000 years that's mentioned in the book of Revelations. And then finally, we also have the prophecy of Israel's cleansing and restoration yet again. And then we move on to the book of Haggai. This is a prophet who led the rebuilding of a temple. I'll read about the description of the millennial temple in the book of Haggai. And then also too in Haggai, we learn about Zerubbabel, who was a leader for the Jews exiled from Babylon. And then we move on to the book of Zechariah. Prophecies of the Messiah was in the book of Zechariah again. And then we also have some apocalyptic declaration in the book of Zechariah. And then we also read about reinstating religious laws and practices for Jews returning from Babylon. Next is the book of Malachi, the final book in the Old Testament. This is where we learn about the prophecy of John the Baptist, who was to be the forerunner to Jesus Christ. And then we also learn about warnings to the priest and the nature of how the temple, the storehouse, should be treated. And that wraps up the final book in the Old Testament. And this is just hopefully a quick overview of the Old Testament. I don't believe it was that quick. But in the Old Testament, you see many, many examples of closeness with the Lord, but also rejection of the Lord. Victories with the Lord, as well as defeats because of our disobedience of the Lord. So the Old Testament started off with perfection in the creation, and Malachi wraps up what would be a major separation, a major imperfection with the relationship of God's people with himself. So hopefully you're encouraged to read the Old Testament for yourself. You'll realize that the Old Testament plays a huge role in the New Testament. And the Old Testament gives us many clues about the revealed character of God and the revealed nature of God, even the revealed glory of God. So the Old Testament is there to be assigned to us, whether you're Jew or Gentile. The New Testament really builds and fulfills a lot of the Old Testament, including especially the prophecies As you read more and more about the Old Testament, the ministry of Jesus Christ becomes even more significant, as well as the fulfilled prophecies of Jesus, which were many fulfillments. So just check out the Old Testament for yourself, and I pray that it blesses you and that it will expand your understanding so that one day you can boast about how well you understand the Lord.
This concludes another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support, please visit beyondsermons.com to rate and subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. God bless, and be blessed to be a blessing.